107.7 FM, W299 CD, Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The stage set for a two-person race in New Hampshire. The nation's first primary kicking off tomorrow with only Donald Trump and Nikki Haley still in the GOP running. ABC Chief Washington Correspondent Jonathan Carl with more on Ron DeSantis' withdrawal from the race.
This was a spectacular failure, one of the greatest in all of American politics. I mean, DeSantis, if you go back to about a year ago, was actually beating Donald Trump in several polls. There was a December 22 poll in the New York, in the Wall Street Journal that had him up 14 points over Trump. He spent some $150 million, if you count all the money from his super PAC, and he did nothing but go down and down and down.
Vice President Kamala Harris taking center stage in the Democrats' renewed push for abortion rights. She will mark the 51st anniversary of the Roe v. Wade ruling today in Wisconsin. Another day of freezing temperatures in the middle part of the country, the ice leading to dozens of burst pipes in Memphis and elsewhere in the South. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Vice President Kamala Harris visits Wisconsin today to talk about reproductive rights. Laura Wiederhaft is a registered nurse. She says people may not realize exceptions to abortion bans to save the life of a mother still put a lot of patients at risk.
Doctors and nurses and physicians have to make these very difficult choices about how to counsel patients now when there is a legal threat. But the law shouldn't be involved in that decision.
Meanwhile, there's a hearing today on a bill to shorten the window for legal abortions in Wisconsin to the first 14 weeks of pregnancy. Wisconsin agriculture officials are reminding farmers to apply for crop insurance premium rebates through the end of January. The coverage is only offered on a first-come, first-served basis. Farmers who got state or federal cost-sharing to plant cover crops in 2023 are not eligible this year. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
For news from the Center WRCE, I'm Jimmy Kuska. After heavy snowfall a week and a half to 2 weeks ago, snowmobile trails largely opened across southern Wisconsin. Now, some counties are starting to see trail closures. Several trails in La Crosse, Vernon, and Grant counties are among the closures this morning. Forecasted rain and warm temperatures this week could lead to more closures. You can check with your local county club for the latest trail status. Or see conditions statewide at travelwisconsin.com. Tonight, the Richland School District will vote on resolutions to seek two different referenda. The first is a non-recurring operational referendum for $9.8 million over the next 4 years. The second is a facilities referendum for $27.1 million to update and repair its buildings, add air conditioning, and update the auditorium. No athletic facilities are part of the referendum. If approved, the questions will appear on April's ballot. River Valley School District is also seeking $34 million in a two-part referendum this spring. For WRCE, I'm Jimmy Kuska.
The Todd Allbaugh Show.
The immigration challenge in this country, as Jorge Ramos, the great author, likes to say, you can build as many and high walls and deep walls as you possibly want. But until you start addressing the problem within countries, people will keep coming. For all of our faults, people still look at America as that shining city on a hill and want to come here, and I believe that makes us stronger.
The Todd Allbaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
It's the Bucks and the Pistons again. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Milwaukee Bucks take on the Detroit Pistons again at Little Caesars Arena. That's the same place where the hockey team, the Red Wings, play. Part of a doubleheader in Detroit. Milwaukee won the first game Saturday night, 145-131. The Bucks return home Wednesday for a rematch against the Cavaliers. Cleveland beat the Bucks at their place by 40 points, 135-95. Giannis sat that one out with a bruised right shoulder. NFL, the Packers cleaning out their lockers after losing to the 49ers Saturday night, 24-21. Jordan Love asked about the things he learned in his first year as the starting quarterback.
There's so many things. I think just understanding how small the margin for error is in this league, especially in critical games like this, when you win in advance, you lose, you go home, just how important every play is and just how locked in you got to be, and then, you know, how critical situations are at the end of the game to go win it, just how dialed in you got to be, take advantage of those games and win.
That's Packers quarterback Jordan Love. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
It is is going to be cloudy and breezy with some freezing drizzle today, but it's also going to be a little warmer with a high right around 32. The wind will be southwest 15 to 25 through early afternoon, then backing off to around 5 to 15. Some light rain and snow and some freezing rain tonight, 31 tomorrow. Some freezing drizzle and snow, 34. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 24.
This message is for Shauna, my mom, who just finished her high school diploma. I wanted to say I'm so proud of you for finishing school. You told me it's never too late to achieve your dreams. I hope to make you as proud as you have made me.
When you graduate, they graduate. Finish your high school diploma for you and for them. Visit finishyourdiploma.org to find free and supportive adult education centers near you. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
The Civic Media Network of radio stations across Wisconsin. It's your hometown radio. Refreshed. News from the center. WRCE, 1450 AM and 107.7 FM. Richland County's choice for news, talk, and sports.
Hey, what's up now?
Brother, what's up?
This is a big party, man.
Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. So it's a big day here in Waukesha as Vice President Kamala Harris is going to be on the ground. And I'm sure many amongst the civic media faithful will be in that number. You know, I had an opportunity to, I guess, be there, but I'm not going to be able to make it. We got plenty of civic media folk who are going to be there. And, you know, it just goes to show how important Wisconsin is going to be when it comes to the presidential election in the fall. For those of you who don't know, on this Friday, the United States Senator Ron Johnson is going to be joining us here in the studio. He's going to be with Sandy and I. He's going to spend an hour as we have some open dialogue with the United States Senator. Our phone lines are going to be open. We're going to take some phone calls from you, the listening audience. So, you know, our phone lines are open at 844-967-2789. If you got some questions that you think we should, you know, would be appropriate to ask Senator Johnson, now's the time. 844-967-2789. I've had people say to me, well, you know, don't let him, you know, control things. You know, don't let him, he's going to want to do this, he's going to want to do that. And I clearly am cognizant of who Senator Ron Johnson is. And he's a United States Senator. So if for no other reason, he deserves, you know, respect from the perspective of, I respect all human beings. And so that includes a man that I disagree with. And so, you know, there's not a whole lot that I can agree with Senator Johnson on. And so, but I think we can have a dialogue and we should have dialogues. And so if you can't have dialogues with people that you don't agree with, it's why we can't make, you know, Congress work. You know, I've had people say, well, why would you have him on? Well, you know, why would I not have him on? You know, I'm not going to be in the amen corner with Senator Johnson. I'm not excited, you know, that Senator Ron Johnson is going to be here in the studio. I'm happy for civic media because the platform is what makes it possible for Senator Johnson to be here. It's not that Earl Ingram, because Earl Ingram in of and by himself does not have the power to say that he wants to bring a senator on. I don't have the power to say I want to bring a dog catcher on. I don't. But this medium, civic media, 540 AM WAUK, this radio station, is what has made it possible. Our phone lines are open at 844-967-2789. Your thoughts? Let's go to Gary from Sussex. Good morning to you, Gary. You say what?
Hey, Earl, you got the power to let me be on the air. You don't have to take my phone calls, and you know I'm a conservative. So I appreciate that.
Gary, you aren't a United States Senator. The last time I checked.
My wife says I am. Okay, so the question is, I can't tell. You're kind of a little confusing for me, but did you invite him on your show, or did they put him on your show, and did you give any backlash about it? Like, I don't want to be there. I might call in sick on Friday. Or are you excited that he's going to be on?
Well, listen, man. Ron Johnson.
Tell the truth.
Ron, hey, I always tell the truth, man. Why would I, you know, why would I change because Ron Johnson's coming to the studio? I'm soon to be a 70-year-old man. I always tell the truth. It's not going to change who I am. It's mutual. You know, I met a guy at an event, told him who I was, and we mutually agreed to have Senator Johnson on. He didn't have to accept the invitation, but he did, and so we're going to have the dialogue and the conversation. As I said to his people, unlike conservative talk radio, we welcome all callers. And so his people had to agree. You know, you're not going to hear, you know, Democratic Congress people or senators on some of these conservative outlets. They won't allow it. But I have no qualms whatsoever. I think that's great radio. I think that's the way it should be. And to be quite frank with you, as I've told people many times before, he's not the first United States senator that I've had on the air. In a different life, at a different time, at a different radio station, I interviewed, man, plenty United States senators and plenty Congress people. The Vice President of the United States, the President of the United States, I interviewed a lot of different people, man. So Ron Johnson is, you know, my toes aren't going to be curled in my shoes, if that's what you mean.
You know, he's been there. Mike and Don had him on the air quite a few times. I don't know if you're aware of that.
I was at the station.
Yeah.
You know.
Earl, I'm proud of you, but one advice that I can give you is when he starts talking and you disagree, just let him finish what he's going to say rather than cutting him off, because you have a tendency sometimes of when you disagree, you start talking over him. Just let him get it out and then get your thoughts together and then hammer him if you're going to do that.
Well,
because what you do with me a lot of times, you kind of cut me off and I'm trying to say something and you won't even let me finish what I was going to say. So
Gary, I will say this. I will certainly take that into consideration. But sometimes when I cut people off and it's something I got to work on, it's if we're taking the conversation in a completely different direction than where you know, I wanted the conversation to go. And conservative talk show hosts, they will not allow that. They will not allow it. But I do. So, you know, that's the difference, man. Thank you very much for the call. Let's go to Doc from Milwaukee. Good morning to you, my friend. How you doing, man?
I'm doing well, Earl. Thank you. Something that's always kind of stuck in my craw is when in 2018, July 4th, he went to Russia. He went to Moscow, and he was with other, I believe, senators. Ask him who those other people were and ask him what was the purpose of his visit to Moscow, because I think a lot of these politicians and people in power, they go to these autocratic governments to just kind of find out, well, how do things work over there? How can we bring what you do over there over to here? That's my feeling on it.
Okay, so you said and when now?
On July 4th of 2018, Ron Johnson was in Moscow. What was the purpose of his visit?
You said 2014? Yeah.
18.
Oh, okay.
Nobody's ever asked him that. I'd just be curious to see what his answer is and who was with him.
I will definitely do that, Doc. Thank you very much for the call. 844-967-2789 is the number. As I stated, you know, we are going to take calls from the audience. We'll take calls the second half of the show. And, you know, we just ask that whatever it is you ask, you be respectful and that you would be brief. But, you know, it is rare. It is rare that you get a chance to, number one, have a United States senator anywhere for an hour. And especially as someone from on the other side of the political spectrum that you're on. And so, you know, we're thankful that the senator is going to be on our airways. And I only know one way to be, and that's cordial. Hey, stop laughing, Calvin. Hey, I only know one way to be, and that's cordial, especially when it comes to a person. But don't, you know, I'm working on some things that are going to blow your mind with some of the people that we're lining up and that we're going to have on in the coming months. Don't be surprised at some of the real names of political people that will be joining us on the Earl Ingram Show. I think it's, you know, it's election time, and it's time to hear from people who are politically involved in what's coming up in 2024. Got to take a short hiatus. 844-967-2789. We'll return.
This is News from the Center, WRCE.
Governor Evers lays out his priorities for 2024 when he delivers his State of the State address. I'm News Director Terry Bell. Join Civic Media's Todd Albaugh and me as we bring you the governor's speech live, right here, Tuesday night at 7, followed by the Republican response. Todd and I will help you understand what it means for you, your family, and your community. Join us for the governor's State of the State address, Tuesday night at 7 here on your local Civic Media radio station and the Civic Media app.
Valentine's Day is here. This year, give the ultimate gift. Name a star after your sweetheart. This is Rocky Moselle with International Star Registry. For 45 years, we've named millions of stars for celebrities, dignitaries, and individuals worldwide. For $59 and a call to 800-282-3333 or visit starregistry.com, you can give the most memorable gift. The star you name will be recorded in book form in the U.S. Copyright Office. Visit starregistry.com or call 800-282-3333.
You're listening to News from the Center, WRCE.
As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. You know, Calvin, something I don't understand, man. So Ron DeSanctimonious decided to, you know, give up, surrender, and quit. And during the time that he was running, Donald Trump said some horrible things about him, his family, all those things. And when he bowed out, he said, "I support Donald Trump." Can you explain that to me, man?
Well, everyone that's getting out of the Republican race right now is seeing the writing on the walls that Trump's going to get the nomination. So now they're vying for position in his cabinet. They're trying to get favor from him so they can be vice president or secretary of state or secretary of something.
Yeah, that's clearly what it is, man. But, you know, some of us used to call it groveling, right? And I don't know how, with some of the things Trump said about him, it does show, man, you know, I don't think you have any character if you're dealing with somebody who clearly has been disrespectful to you and because you want a position, you're willing to, you know, give up everything that you believe in. I couldn't do it, man. I could not do it, man. You couldn't say those things to me and in front of the world, and then I turn around and accept that. I think it's a lack of character myself. Let's go to John from Boaz. Hey, good morning to you, John. You say what?
Good morning, Earl. I like your show.
Well, thank you.
It's a good show, and I think you got, sounds like you have a big heart. You got it from somewhere. Could be your mama, it could be your papa, but I like your show.
Oh, thank you.
I would like to see, though, I'd like to see something about Donald Trump, if I can.
Yes.
He already showed us his character. He showed us in first time when he was president. Now, I think he lost for a reason, because Joe Biden is a better person. Now, if you want to talk about good people or bad people, what would you vote for? Trump is a bad person. He's a bully. I want to say that, because look at the things he's doing. He's acting like a bully to make people afraid of him, or they're not going to get a job or a high-paying job with the government.
Hey, John, thank you very much for the call. You know, there clearly is something. You know, politics is it's a blood sport. And Calvin, could you see yourself as a politician?
There was a time when I was younger that I thought maybe, but no, not anymore.
No, man, I could never, ever, 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 ever. Be a politician. Let's go to Susan from Kenosha. Good morning to you, my friend. How are you?
Oh, I am fine. I do love your show, too.
Well, thank you.
I think a lot about you guys. You're doing the right thing. But these Republicans don't have any loyalty. They have no integrity. And they do not stand up for the people in the United States. They're out for money. And they're out for their political power. And it's a shame. And I won't be calling in with Ron Johnson, because I'm so mad at him. I'm afraid that I would say something that would take you guys off the air.
Well, Calvin's quick with the switch.
Yeah. I just feel that I love this radio program. And I love to hear other people who have the same beliefs that I do, that we love this country. For all the things that have not gone right, we've tried to fix them, and we try to do the right thing, and we would like to see the United States succeed. I do not want to see democracy leave this country and end up in some sort of authoritarian type of system, because I would like to see our children and our children's children survive in a country with democracy and love of people. And that's all I have to say.
Well, that's, you said a mouthful, Susan. Thank you very much, as always. Always enjoy your input. 844-967-2789. Got to take a short hiatus. Nope. Don't touch that dial. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show.
Mino, join us Tuesday for Mino and the Mayor. Sandra Rank from Sandra Rank Realty joins us to talk about the real estate market at 7:30. Mino and the Mayor, 6 to 8 on WGBW and WISS.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The governor's task force on workforce and artificial intelligence meets today. The panel was formed last year to come up with recommendations on how to use AI to benefit Wisconsin businesses and workers. Workforce development leaders say artificial intelligence is helpful during a labor shortage. They want AI to benefit workers and not outsource their jobs. State School Superintendent Jill Underly says she'll keep working for diversity, equity, and inclusion as Republicans promise more scrutiny of DEI efforts in Wisconsin.
We're going to continue to fight to keep those programs and those scholarships available so that, again, everybody can be included and feel, you know, feel that they belong in our higher education institutions.
Underly speaking with WISN-TV's Upfront. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For news from the Center WRCE, I'm Jimmy Cuska. Tonight, the Richland School District will vote on resolutions to seek two different referenda. The first is a non-recurring operational referendum for $9.8 million over the next 4 years. The second is a facilities referendum for $27.1 million to update and repair its buildings, add air conditioning, and update the auditorium. No athletic facilities are part of the referendum. If approved, the questions will appear on April's ballot. River Valley School District is also seeking $34 million in a two-part referendum this spring. One man is dead and another man is hurt after a snowmobile crash in Juneau County on Wednesday. The crash happened on Highway 12 and 16 east of Mauston. A 60-year-old man from Chippewa Falls was found dead at the scene, while a 53-year-old Cadott man was flown to a hospital. The DNR and Juneau County Sheriff's Office are investigating the crash. The National Weather Service says temperatures will be in the mid-30s to upper 40s this week with multiple chances at precipitation. For WRCE, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
I was proud to be a soldier.
I told the truth and got kicked out.
And so I thought to myself, I'm taking this rule down.
If you're an LGBTQ plus veteran, your memories are important too. Share your story with the Library of Congress Veterans History Project, where firsthand accounts from U.S. military veterans are preserved and made accessible for researchers and future generations. Visit loc.gov/vets to submit your stories, photographs, and documents today.
It's the Bucks and the Pistons again. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Milwaukee Bucks take on the Detroit Pistons again at Little Caesars Arena. That's the same place where the hockey team, the Red Wings, play. Part of a doubleheader in Detroit. Milwaukee won the first game Saturday night, 145-131. The Bucks return home Wednesday for a rematch against the Cavaliers. Cleveland beat the Bucks at their place by 40 points, 135-95. Giannis sat that one out with a bruised right shoulder. NFL, the Packers cleaning out their lockers after losing to the 49ers Saturday night 24-21. Jordan Love asked about the things he learned in his first year as the starting quarterback.
There's so many things. I think just understanding how small the margin for error is in this league, especially in critical games like this, when you win in advance, you lose, you go home. Just how important every play is and just how locked in you got to be, and then, you know, how critical situations are at the end of the game to go win it. Just how dialed in you got to be, take advantage of those games and win.
That's Packers quarterback Jordan Love. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Welcome to the wild warm-up. With winds whipping out of the south up to 30 miles per hour, it'll soar our temperatures into the low 30s today. Stuck under mostly cloudy skies, a wintry mix moves in overnight. We'll be waking up to slick and slippery roads with some ice accumulations and some snow. Currently, it's 25 degrees.
Folks, I tell you this much, the Cripes Cast is just the butter on my cheese.
When it came time, like, oh, I'm going to pursue comedy. At the time, it was like, well, it was New York into Los Angeles. I'm like, I knew more people in New York. I knew you'd get funnier in New York, and there's more stage time. I'm like, I'm going to L.A. Like, if my dreams are going to come crashing down, I'd rather have them come crashing down on the beach.
Cripes Cast every Saturday and Sunday at noon across Civic Media and on the Civic Media app.
From Hillsboro to Highland, your choice for news, talk, and sports is News from the Center, WRCE, 1450 AM and 107.7 FM.
Thank you.
877-2789. Text us at that same number. Hey, good morning to you, Tom, man. How you doing, man?
I'm good, Earl. Tough loss this weekend, but definitely great season.
You know, in the end, Tom, there can only be one champion, right?
And you know what? Isn't that the truth?
And yeah.
You know what? When one team loses, they say, okay, I lost, and they walk away.
Right.
You know, it'd be nice if some of our politicians learned the same exact lesson, but apparently they don't. They say I lost and I still won. First off, we the people ultimately are the government, and we must never forget that. And I think John and Susan both said such incredible things, like your callers do every day and what they add to the show. And I do want to find out from Mary a little bit more about that mud water. I don't know how to get a hold of her.
I'll take care of it, but go ahead.
Okay. Well, what I'd like to say is that John's right. Joe Biden is a good man. He's a good man that cares about the United States of America. He cares about democracy. And whoever it is that's on the Republican side of the aisle, not the Republicans, not the people that call up on the show, some maybe, but the regular Republican out there, they're different from the people that are in power in the Republican Party. The people that are in power in the Republican Party, it's a money game. And I don't know how much money you really need. And I don't understand why it is that you would sell your soul out to someone that has said just horrible things about you. Earl, if you said horrible things about you, I wouldn't have just go back and kiss your feet. There is no way. I mean, they talk about all this. Be a man, a man that does this, or I would say a human does this. What? They're like unbelievable, the things that are said about them and about their wives and about all these different things. But yeah, he's the guy. I'm going to stick with him.
Well, Tim Scott is groveling now. Donald Trump, Tim Scott, Senator Tim Scott. Donald Trump is the guy. Well, he ran for president. And, you know, Tim Scott, Donald Trump said some things about Tim Scott when he was running for president. Now, Tim Scott is bowing at the altar.
Ron DeSantis and, the whole Mega-Lago group. I mean, they're just, it just doesn't make sense to me, and I don't know what you get from just selling your complete self to one person. But I would say this, and I hope people really realize this, there's a difference between one political party that wants big government to have a social safety net for the rest of us to get caught versus, and we're all one paycheck away from, needing unemployment or needing money. So people don't give us this craziness about, everyone being the takers. We're all takers if we had to be. And there's one party that will look out for that social safety net. The other party talks about big government, but they say they're not big government, but yet they want to control every aspect of your life. They want to control what books you read. They want to control what music you listen to. They want to control who you sleep with. They want to control what type of chemicals you put into your body, such as marijuana, and that's not even a chemical plant. I mean, they want to control a woman's right to choose over their big government's right to choose. Please, people, just realize the difference between the philosophies of these two political parties. And Earl, to answer your question, yes, I would have loved to have been a politician. However, one, couldn't kiss anyone's butt like that. And number two, money in politics, I would not do it because you have to earn too much money in order to even run for office these days because of Citizens United. I want to say one last thing. Please, everybody out there, look up Paul Weyrich. He was from Racine, Wisconsin. He's the head of the ALEC organization. Maybe Earl will talk more about Paul Weyrich, but he talks about how he doesn't want conservatives to vote. He doesn't want people to believe in good government. Very, very fascinating character that I hope everyone just kind of can check out.
You know, Tom, you sometimes, you know, that we really, it's such a scary proposition of Donald Trump being reelected. I mean, it really is a frightening proposition. But if you really look at some things, as I've been looking at recently, so Donald Trump got 51% of the Iowa caucuses, Republicans. And so we all say, oh, man, Donald Trump, he got 51%. Man, Donald Trump got 51%, as if he got 51% of the vote. You know, only 15% of registered Republicans voted in Iowa. So he only got 51% of 15%. You know what I mean? He didn't get 51% of all the people who are voting in Iowa. And so this is how we get so terrified and think that he's got this landslide coming. No, it is not true. And so he is not resonating with as many people as we are, you know, led to believe by media outlets and other places.
Absolutely.
You know, again, again, 51% of 15%, right? Not 51% of the 100% of those who voted. And so, and that puts it in perspective then, Tom, when you hear all the talk about, well, he's, you know, he's going to destroy Joe Biden, he's going to do this. I don't think so. Hey, Tom, thank you very much for the call, as always, my friend. Let's go to Cindy from Appleton. Hey, good morning to you, Cindy. You say what?
Well, earlier you were talking about the primary in
right.
Iowa. And the thing is, this is what resonates with all of us with brains. But with the idiot that's running for president, that 51% is going to be a landslide, and that's what he's going to bill it as,
right.
A landslide. Because in his own mind, you know, this is how he sees things. He doesn't see things like normal people do.
No, he doesn't. Hey, Cindy, when Ron Johnson's in the studio, you have a question that you think you'd like me to ask him, or you can call in yourself and ask him?
And when is he coming in?
Friday. He'll be here Friday from 8 o'clock to 9 o'clock.
Okay. I will definitely call in, because I'm going to think of a good one. But I'll tell you, I could bombard that idiot with questions, too. So he's another one I don't understand. Hopefully you will see if you can figure out why he is in such support of Donald Trump. That's what I would like to know.
Okay. Thank you very much for the call, as always. You know, again, if Donald Trump wins in New Hampshire, the Republican, you know, percentage of the vote, it's going to be a very small percentage. They're going to say, Calvin, that he won by a landslide, and he's going to walk around with his chest poked out. But people aren't going to say the percentage that he received is a very small percentage of those Republicans who are going to vote. He is not a guy who is, you know, loved across, you know, Republican spectrum. He's not. And so what Donald Trump, whether people want to accept it or believe it or not, you know, the percentage of people and Republicans who really, you know, go gaga over Donald Trump is a very small percentage of the Republican population. The media kind of leads us to believe something completely different. And so when I looked at those numbers, it made me breathe a sigh of relief. I mean, not that it's not going to be close, but I don't think there are enough people in this nation who think that it makes sense to put a person like Donald Trump back in office. I just don't believe that. People know the inherent danger in doing that. Let's go to Wisco Paul. Good morning to you, Wisco Paul. How you doing, sir? You say what?
Hey, good morning, Earl. Thanks for taking my call. I just wanted to point out one thing quickly is the Electoral College, you can correct me if I'm wrong, but it does lean Republican, and it usually comes down to five states. And the only thing that scares me a little is Georgia, Arizona, well, actually three, and Nevada. Biden has to win those. And
Wisconsin doesn't scare you?
Well, not as much because I live here and I just got a better feeling about Biden here in Wisconsin. I really do. If Milwaukee and Dane County turns out, Earl, there's no way Trump wins this state. But that's always the key, them two counties or areas. But I don't know what I'll do if Trump becomes president. That would be I get a kick out of the Republicans, like they what's he called, the Sanctimonious or whatever.
Ron DeSanctimonious.
Yeah, and he calls them names, and then he bows down to Trump and kisses his ring. Same with Cruz.
Man, I have to tell you, Nikki Haley is the only one standing in the way. She's the lone person standing to prevent Donald Trump from getting the nomination. And even though, Donald Trump is who he is, how can anybody think Nikki Haley should be the president of the United States? Kevin, have you ever seen her or listened to her? What makes you think that Nikki Haley is the person that you would vote for, Kevin?
I guess I really don't know. She seems to be kind of flip-floppy on a lot of issues.
She doesn't appear to be a strong...
Yeah, no. I think it's just kind of a anyone but Trump mentality, and I don't know how strong that
is. Yeah, but if the anyone but Trump, and the best you can do is Nikki Haley. I mean, come on, man. I've seen Nikki Haley for a long time, and there's clearly nothing that I could see in Nikki Haley that would say to me that this is the person, who I think can become president of the United States. And not because she's a woman, because, if you stood her up next to Hillary Clinton, she would disappear. Because Hillary Clinton had the strength, the knowledge, presence. And you could see Hillary as the president of the United States. I couldn't see Nikki Haley as that. 844-967-2789. Phone lines are open. Take a short break.
From the center, WRCE.
I'm Scott, the owner of Solid Fire Pits. When I began welding my custom-made fire pits for friends and family, I shared them on TikTok because I was just so proud of them.
Check it out. That's beautiful.
I posted every new fire pit design and more people kept ordering, from 26 states and counting. Then on my birthday, I had my best sales ever. Now how can the universe beat that?
Solid Fire Pits is just one of the 5 million U.S. businesses that rely on TikTok every day. TikTok sparks business.
Governor Evers lays out his priorities for 2024 when he delivers his State of the State address. I'm News Director Terry Bell. Join Civic Media's Todd Albaugni as we bring you the governor's speech live, right here, Tuesday night at 7, followed by the Republican response. Todd and I will help you understand what it means for you, your family, and your community. Join us for the governor's State of the State address, Tuesday night at 7, here on your local Civic Media radio station and the Civic Media app.
This is News from the Center, WRCE.
Thank you.
of the Earl Ingram Show, as always. You can join us at 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. Text us that same number. Let's go to Rico. Rico, good morning to you, Rico, from Rock County. How you doing, man?
Hey, doing pretty good, Earl. First off, love me some Doobie Brothers.
Hey, man. You're not by yourself, man. Not by yourself.
All right. Hey, Earl, if when you get to talking to Ron this Friday, I guess, the one thing I'd like to know is whether he or I believe his lawyer, Jim Troupas, have they had any contact or conversations with Mr. Josh Hall as of lately within this last year? That's one thing I'd be interested in. I think that'd be a kind of an interesting question. I doubt he would explain the communications if there's been any. And otherwise, yeah, great. Huh? Go ahead.
Hey, Rico, I will definitely do that. And, you know, you can always call in and ask them yourself. Phone lines are going to be open.
All right. Maybe I will.
Yeah, Yeah, well, thank you very much, man. You can do it. Let's go to Mary from Waukesha. Excuse me. Wauwatosa. Good morning to you, Mary. How you doing?
Hi, Earl. Thanks for a brief message here. If Tom from L.A. is anywhere near Santa Monica, this is where the Mud Water, you know, new cafe, only one in the United States, is located. And feel free to share my contact information with him, phone or email. And then I'd just like to end with a profound quote that I read this morning. It says, "It is better to walk alone than with a crowd going in the wrong direction." And quote person is Herman, and I'll spell his last name. It's S-I-U. Haven't looked him up yet, but he's, you know, he's got it right. Well, thanks, and have a good day.
Pearls of wisdom, Mary, as always. Thank you very much for the call. Hey, CJ, what's going on, man? Ron Johnson. Ron Johnson's in the studio with me Friday, man. What do you think?
I want to congratulate you, Earl, for being willing to bring him on. And, you know, I personally believe he's been right on a lot of issues. He's been right on the border. He was right on inflation. He was right on Iran.
We're definitely going to talk about the border. But go ahead.
Well, you know what? That supposedly in Iowa, it was the number one issue for voters. And I believe it is. And you know what? The Republicans and Ron Johnson are forcing Joe Biden to do something about it. And you know what? The president's going to take credit for it in November, that he finally considered it a crisis, because it's not a challenge. And the point is that I believe it's all intentional. The border is intentional, open. But thank you, Earl. I really do appreciate your show. I know we get into it a lot, but you're willing to take my call when many of the other hosts are not willing to, because one has a motto that says, take on all callers, all points of view welcome. He won't take my call anymore. So thank you, Earl.
Hey, CJ, thank you. Really, thank you as always, man. I really appreciate it. You know, I'll just say this. I think that the listening audience is without question. I don't ever prepare a show based on what is appealing to Earl Ingram, because what's appealing to me is probably different than what's appealing to other people. But I always plan a show based on, is it information that's important to the listening audience? You know, and especially if you listen to what I have going on outside of politics, it's always based on information that's critically important to each one of us. And it doesn't mean I'm anti-government or anti-American, but there are just some things that we need to be made aware of in this country, things that are happening around us that we don't know, whether we're Democrats or Republicans, that is damaging us as human beings. And so if we are blind to that, if we just accept that we live in a nation that where the people are going to do what's in the best interest of all of us, then we are really in a quandary, because it's unfortunate. Tom says it every day. It's about money. Money has more value than the lives of people in this country. It's just true. And as long as we have that kind of, you know, belief, somebody's got to push back on it. And so that's kind of what this show is about. But anyway, that's the end of my sermon for today. Thank everybody who made the show go. There's a warm up outside. They tell me, I don't know. I'll see once I hit the door. Up next, Jane Matinere with Matinere on Air. All right. And so I'll be back on tomorrow. And Greg Bach, you've been tuned in to the Earl Ingram Show.
This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center, and always on the Civic Media app. Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Save big money at Menards and stock up on your favorite Procter & Gamble products. Procter & Gamble delivers quality products from brands that you can trust, like Dawn, Tide, Bounty, and more. Keep your home clean and stocked with essentials like paper towels, toilet paper, dish soap, and cleaning supplies. Right now at Menards, get a $10 mail-in rebate with a purchase of $40 or more on qualifying Procter & Gamble products. Prices good through January 28th.
Save big money at Menards.
This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center, and always on the Civic Media app.